This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Your black-eyed sweet thing, sugar loose, won't you call me when I'm clean off a one-way juice? Honey, I'm a jazz man with the Sunnyland blues, just off the streets and trying a trick or two. A trick or two, mama, a trick or two. Honey, I'm a jazz man trying a trick or two. Fold me up and you let me fly. Give me your sweet, kind spirit to swing by. Honey, won't you call out your train time, 'cause I'm waiting on you for your one slow ride. One slow ride, mama, one slow ride. I need to know your train time to catch your ride. Up and out, I'm wide and deep. Won't you put it to use, child, and put it to sleep? Red hot and ready, light on my feet. I'm easy to get to and easy to please. Easy to please, mama, easy to please. When you're a jazz man, you get easy to please. A trick or two, a trick or two. Honey, I'm a jazz man with the Sunnyland blues.
Welcome to The Folk Show, Tom Rush.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Tell us a little bit about that tune and why you chose to lead off with that tonight.
I just love the song. I have for a long time. It was written by a friend of mine from Chicago, Eddie Holstein. He's got a brother, Fred, who's also a singer. And I was way back in the day was told if I ever got to Chicago, I should hear the singing Holsteins. And I thought, yeah. And it wasn't what I thought at all. But it's a great song, and I've loved it for a long time, and I've just started doing it again.
The last time we had a chance to talk was just after the release of your What I Know album. And I did bump into you up at the Tupelo in White River Junction, I don't know, last year, the year before, you're up there for a show.
Right. That was several years back.
Was that several? Yeah. The time just goes by so fast, Tom.
It does. It's faster and faster.
This is New Hampshire Public Radio. Thought we might just chat a little bit about your New Hampshire connection here on The Folk Show.
It goes way back. I was born in Portsmouth, and my mom and dad, we lived in Concord. Dad taught at St. Paul's School. He was a math teacher, and so I was a faculty brat and grew up at the St. Paul's campus until they shipped me off to another boarding school in Massachusetts. But I grew up here in And I moved, I was down in Boston for college and Cambridge. Then I moved down to New York for a while. And then I came back to New Hampshire because New York and the whole music scene was too crazy for me. All my buddies were going to L.A. where the action was. And I thought, well, I'm going to go back to New Hampshire where the action isn't because it'll be quieter. And it worked out nicely. I moved to Deering and got a place there. Got 600 acres with a house in the middle. I'm told that athletes and performers overreact when it comes to real estate and their perceived need for privacy. But then that came to an end, and I went to Wyoming for a little bit, California for a little bit, back to Wyoming, back to New Hampshire. And now we're in Vermont. Mm-hmm. We moved across the river to Vermont because mm-hmm. I couldn't take another of them New Hampshire winters.
Like they're really that different, right?
Oh, yes. Palm trees nodding in the breezes.
Well, David Buskin and Robin Bateau were in the studio a little while ago, and they were talking about the crazy 60s and that flurry, that folk flurry, and the crazy and very hoppin' Boston scene. So you're going to be going back to those Boston folk music roots pretty soon, aren't you?
I am. On Saturday the 28th, I've got a show, nice big show at Symphony Hall with the Jim Queskin Jug Band as my guests, featuring Maria Muldaur, Jeff Muldaur, Bill Keith, and, of course, Mr. Queskin himself. And Patty Larkin's going to be there, and Sarah Lee Guthrie with her partner, Johnny Orion, will be there as well. So it'll be an amazing evening with probably too much fun.
So heading back to Boston Symphony Hall. Symphony Hall has been great for you, hasn't it? Hasn't it been a great venue?
It has been. I played there from time to time throughout the years, but in the early 80s I started a string of shows right in between Christmas and New Year's that became very popular. And I found out, I bugged them for about 3 years running to rent me the hall between Christmas and New Year's, and they kept saying, no, we're dark. And I now know that they were dark and the whole theater district was dark because everybody knew that people don't go out between Christmas and New Year's. And I was the only one dumb enough not to know that. So finally, after 3 years, they said, okay, kid, we'll rent you the room. And it did very, very well. It sold out way in advance and shocked everybody, including myself. So the next year we did two shows, and they were broadcast on PBS. The following year we did another two that were broadcast on National Public Radio. And it went on for several years until finally the Boston Pops said, wait a minute, people do go out. And so they started doing shows themselves. They did two shows a day between Christmas and New Year's. And then last year I was celebrating 50 years on stage, and I was talking to the people that were doing a documentary about me, saying, gee, it's too bad we can't get Symphony Hall. And they called, and by golly, we could get Symphony Hall. So we did, and celebrated 50 years with another cast of wonderful players, which is now out on a DVD CD set, which one can get at TomRush.com.
Let's pause and have another song, and then we'll come back and talk about that collection and that stellar crew.
I'm Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter.
And I'm Morning Edition host Rick Gamble. Join us on The Political Front.
Mondays at 7:30 on Morning Edition, Rick and I will discuss political news large and small, what's happening at the State House, what's going on with our delegation in D.C., the latest from the campaign trail, and other political news.
The Political Front, Mondays, only on Morning Edition from NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Grant families. State Motors Lincoln wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Healthy New Year. State Motors DW Highway, North Manchester, online at statemotors.com. And Cole Gardens offering holiday gift-giving ideas for the indoor and outdoor gardener, including garden tools, garden gloves, and garden decor. Cole Gardens, Loudon Road in Concord. Our guest in the studio is Tom Rush.
So the format at the Symphony Hall shows is that I go out first and I do something to welcome the crowd. And then I'd get my first guest out. And I think this year it'll be Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Orion. And I'm going to try to get them to do a Woody Guthrie song with me. And then I'll disappear and they'll do their set and they'll introduce the jug band probably and hopefully do something together, and then the jug band will take over and so forth through the evening. But the song I was thinking of trying to get them to do with me, and I haven't asked them about this yet, so it may or may not work. But one of my favorite Woody Guthrie tunes is Pretty Boy Floyd. If you gather around me, children, the old story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon, with his wife beside him in the wagon as into town they rode. Deputy sheriff approached them with a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and Mrs. Floyd overheard. Now Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. Well, he took to the trees and timber to lead a life of shame, and every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. Took to the trees and timber by the Canadian Rocky Shore, and there he found a welcome at many poor farmers' doors. Yes, there's many a starving farmer the same old story told about how he paid their mortgage and saved their little home. And others tell you of a stranger who's come to beg a meal, and underneath the napkin left a $1,000 bill. Was in Oklahoma City, oh, it's on a Christmas day, come a whole carload of groceries and a letter that did say, now you say that I'm an outlaw, oh, you say that I'm a thief, well, here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. As through this world I've rambled, I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun, and some with a fountain pen. But as through this life you ramble, and as round this world you roam, you won't never see an outlaw drive a family from their home. Oh, if you gather round me, children, oh, a story I will tell about pretty boy Floyd the outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well.
Tom Rush in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. A real Christmas treat, actually, to have you come down here in the midst of and the flurry of your holiday activity to join us.
Here.
Pretty boy Floyd, a Woody Guthrie tune that possibly could be performed at the Boston Symphony Orchestra on the 28th of December. A year ago, on December 28th, you recorded with another star-studded cast of folks at Symphony Hall. And there's a double CD set. It's a DVD and a CD, and it's called 50 Years. Is it celebrating 50
Tom
years?
Rush celebrates 50 years.
Celebrates 50 years.
Yeah, it's a DVD with a free CD included. And it was, you want to look at it that way,
yeah.
Or a CD with a free DVD.
That's right, right.
But I got some, it was 50 years, so I got some players. David Bromberg was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's played with me forever. He's a wonderful, he's a great guy because, well, he's a great guy, but he's also a fabulous guest because he's not only a headliner, but he's a wonderful accompanist.
Yeah.
And that's how he started out. He was backing people up in the studio, and he played behind me on Driving Wheel. He was the dobro on Driving Wheel. And so he was there, and Jonathan Edwards was there. Buskin and Bateau, who we were just talking about, were guests. And Trevor Veach, my old guitar honcho, came from California and played along. It was a great night.
A relative newcomer to this whole scene is Don Flemons.
Don Flemons was there for sure.
From the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Absolutely.
He's a pretty amazing talent, isn't he?
He's astounding.
He's quite a storyteller.
He burned the house down.
A lot of character.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. And he's, I think, starting to do more and more solo stuff separate from the Chocolate Drops.
Hmm.
He also was a delight to work with. He was just happy to join in. And I mean, part of the whole Club 47 concert thing is to try to get people to play with one another and do stuff they don't normally do, and he was totally up for that and eager to jump in wherever he could.
You've always been a connector throughout your history, 50 years of connecting people, really. You are a connector.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but it might be true.
But you really are. You've helped to putting other people on the stage. I don't want to put you on the spot, but who in your experience in the folk music realm was the biggest surprise for you when they came on the stage and then they just surprised you in their presence or performance throughout the years?
Well, I don't know. Jackson Browne, I think the fact that he did appear on stage was a surprise because at first he only wanted to be a songwriter, which I thought was very smart. You don't have to go on the road, live on the road, live out of a bus for years. You just write the songs and they send you checks. And but then he decided he would get on stage. So that was kind of a shock right there. The other people that I've invited on stage, I've only invited up because I knew they were going to knock the ball out of the park. It's kind of a masochistic thing, in fact, to get these people on stage with me that are so much better than I am, that they're gonna you know, blow me off the stage. But it makes the show so much fun.
Were you surprised when the song Urge for Going took off like it did? It was a Joni Mitchell tune, right?
It was a Joni Mitchell song. And it was the first song I ever heard her do. I was playing at the Chessmate in Detroit, Michigan. She came in. She was fresh down from Toronto and just trying to get her bearings. And she came in and asked the owner if she could do a guest set. So this girl gets up and does four songs and knocks me over. And The Urge for Going was one of those songs. And I didn't know it at the time, but her husband then, Chuck Mitchell, was not being supportive of the songwriting stuff. They had a duo together, and he was saying, no, the future is the duo. Michael, row the boat ashore. Forget this songwriting. There's no future in it. And I asked her to write, you know, to come up with some more songs because I needed more. I was trying to make an album for Elektra, and I needed more material. And she finally sent me a tape that contained The Circle Game, which became the title mm-hmm. tune for that album. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I recorded a demo of Urge for Going, and I gave it to Dick Summer and Jefferson Kay at WBZ. And they played it, and people loved it and called in. Nobody could tape it in those days. Even reel-to-reel tape recorders were very exotic. And so if you wanted to hear the song, you had to call the station. A lot of people called. They played it and played it and played it. And it became known as The Tape and was kind of a cause celeb.
Wow.
And then when the single came out, it went straight to number one on WBZ, and no other station in the Northeast would touch it because it was so identified with Jefferson K.
Huh.
So a lesson was learned there.
Well, I've played it by other people and have had people call me up and say, no, you need to play the Tom Rush version.
Well, it's nice. It's nice. I think it's partly.
So you've branded that tune.
Well, it's partly the one you hear first. Mm-hmm. Is kind of the benchmark. But I'm glad I was the first.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have Tom Rush in our studio. How about another tune? And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the upcoming show.
A Sleepy John Estes song that I learned at the Club 47 way back in the day. Drop down, mama, let you daddy see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. Mama, don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You know the Jack of Diamonds told that Queen of Spades. Said you come on, baby, start your creeping ways. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You get away from my window, you stop scratching on my screen. You're evil woman, and I know just what you mean. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, Tom. Some woman might treat you wrong. Now you see me come and throw your man outdoors. I ain't no stranger, I've been here before. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around late at night. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you right. Well, them big city women, they sure do make me tired. You got a handful of gimme, got a mouth full of much obliged. Mama, don't allow me, baby,
boogie all night long.
She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Hey, drop down, mama, let your daddy see you got something there, little girl, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might. Whoa. Yeah, she might. He treats you wrong.
Drop Down Mama here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with our friend Tom Rush. We'll have more music and conversation with Tom in just a moment.
The sound of these voices means Christmas for so many people around the world. The men and boys of the choir of King's College, Cambridge, as they create magic each year with a festival of 9 lessons and carols. I'm Michael Barone. Don't miss our broadcast from England on Christmas Eve from American Public Media.
Join us at 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from UR members and New Hampshire's community colleges, warmly wishing season's greetings to all. ccsnh.edu. And Folk on Allen Street in Hanover, offering market-style shopping in a fun, colorful atmosphere with fine jewelry, clothing, folk art, fair trade products, and world music CDs. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the Club 47 documentary.
Just came out, hot off the press. It's called For the Love of the Music, which actually came off of a comment that I made during an interview for the video, where I was saying that what distinguished the Cambridge scene from the New York scene was that very few people in Cambridge really had an intention of being professionals. They were playing for the love of the music. And in New York, everybody wanted to get matching shirts and go on the road.
Yeah.
In Boston, it was all about hanging out and finding new 78s by these old blues guys or whatever. And it was really a love of the music that drove that whole scene and made it so powerful. I mean, the Club 47, tiny little 80-seat room, had a huge impact on the American music scene. And so this documentary, For the Love of the Music, mm-hmm. is about that. And it's got interviews with Baez and, you know, a lot of the original cast, and plus some footage and some never-before-seen footage of stuff that went on back in the 60s in Cambridge. It's a fun piece.
Says, a tiny club, an unlikely group of musicians on the verge of a musical revolution.
I think that's pretty accurate.
What did it feel like to be part of a musical revolution?
You know, it seemed like every day. You know, it was just the way it was. But I do remember thinking and actually talking with Jeff Muldaur, saying, you know, this has got to be extraordinary. Someday we're going to look back at this and realize how extraordinary it is. But at the time, it was just what was going on. But we had access. Because the Club 47, they were unique among all the coffee houses because they made a point of going out and finding the old-timers and bringing them to town. And you could sit in the same little tiny room and breathe the same air as Maybelle Carter and, you know, Flatt and Scruggs and Bill Monroe and Sleepy John Estes and on and on and on. The legends were right there, you know, 10 feet away from you. And there was almost always a party afterwards at somebody's house, usually Betsy Siggins' house, and you could get to go and hang out with these people and play music with them. And it was really an astounding scene. And this is why today when I do the Club 47 concerts named for that club, I try to include different generations. It's part of the theme of the Club 47 shows, is to get different generations together sharing the music on stage.
Have you seen the new Coen Brothers movie?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either, but looking forward to seeing folk music put on a world stage.
Yeah.
Do you miss that energy that existed during those times? Or are you kind of relieved that it's not...
Do Do I miss being 23?
I guess that's
it makes me tired even thinking about it.
I know.
No, I do. Yeah. I do. But it was an extraordinary time. But these are also extraordinary. Every time is extraordinary. So,
are there any places that you're hearing about where that same kind of energy is brewing in the country? Or do you think that that's just a day that's gone by?
I think Passim is actually carrying on the tradition of the Club 47 and fine style. The two clubs share an address and a mission, but they're not genetically related.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, Passim is definitely where the action is right now, certainly in the greater Boston area. That would be the epicenter of actually the whole New England folk scene.
Well, I know you've been to the Folkway in Peterborough, and the
right.
Folkway is no longer, but it had that kind of reputation for the Monadnock region as well.
Yeah, it did.
The Peterborough Folk Music Society has picked up the torch and
doing shows
over at the Players Theater.
I'll be playing for them later on in the spring.
This is NHPR. It's the Folk Show, and our guest here is Tom Rush. Want to play another tune?
Oh, I suppose so.
Maybe.
Maybe, sure. Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time, and I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And when my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. And when I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Come on, soothe me. I want to thank you for the joy that you give to me. I want you to know I believe in your song. The rhythm and the rhyme and the harmony. You carry me along. You're making me strong. Give me the beat, boys, free my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Hey, give me the beat, boys, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Come on, come on, come on. Take me down. Take me down. Free my soul. Hey, give me the beat, boys. Free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, drift away.
Tom Rush. Doing a Dobie Gray tune, Drift Away, here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What a great song that is.
It is, and it holds up well. You know, I decided I was going to record it, and Renee, my wife, wanted me to do it, and I started out with electric guitars and drums and bass, and it didn't sound right. I said, well, let's leave out the electric guitar, and then stripped it down one thing, and it really wanted to be just one guitar. And the lyrics and the melody are fabulous without all the horn sections and the smoke machines and mm-hmm. the production.
The new projects include For the Love of the Music, the Club 47 Folk Revival. That DVD just came out, the documentary of Club 47. And Tom has a CD that's kind of new. It's the Celebrates 50 Years collection featuring Dom Flemons and also Buskin and Bateau, David Bromberg and Trevor Veach. Jonathan Edwards is also on this CD and DVD.
Yeah.
And that's from a year ago, December 28th in 2012. And a big project that's happening on December 28th at the Boston Symphony Orchestra is a show with a stellar cast and crew. They've got the Queskin Jug Band reuniting for a show with Tom Rush, in addition to having Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Ryan stopping in. Ought to be a great show.
I think there'll be a lot of talk about Fritz Richmond at this show. Fritz was the bass player, the washtub and the jug player for the Queskin Band for years. He played with me. He played with the Charles River Valley Boy. He played with anybody that would have him. And he was just an amazing energy source for whatever group he got involved with. And he's no longer with us, mm-hmm. but he'll be sorely missed. And I'm sure many songs will be dedicated to him.
Tell us just a little bit, again, Tom, what we can expect from the show. You're going to collaborate with folks on the stage. You're going to join in and do some things together and some things individually.
I'm hoping mm-hmm. to be able to browbeat my guests into doing stuff they wouldn't normally do. In other words, play with one another. You know, Johnny Arian is a hotshot guitar player, so mm-hmm. I'm hoping to recruit him to back me up on a couple of things. And the... Jeff Mulder and I hope we can do something together, and just on and on. Patty Larkin, too. Such a marvelous guitar player, and I'm hoping that we've got rehearsals actually all afternoon and into the evening on Friday night, the night before the show. So hopefully we'll be able to cook up some trouble. And the part of the fun of this is to get people to do things that aren't normally on their set list and. Go out on a limb a little bit.
Now, where can people get tickets for that? Can they get them through your website?
There's a link at my. If you go to my website, there's a link to the Boston Symphony Orchestra box office, and you can either do it online or you can call them up.
And I understand that some of the tickets are sold out, so you want to go to the website.
Some sections are sold out, so you don't want to miss out on that. It's getting tight, but there are still seats available.
And you'll be back in this area April 25th at the Peterborough Players Theater, and they have a special reception. So you can, if you go on the Peterborough Folk Music Society's website, you can find out about how you can hang out with Tom Rush.
Come hang out. It's to support the Peterborough Players mm-hmm. and the folk organization there. So it's a good reason to.
Isn't that great? Great way to spend a Friday.
It is.
And your show in Boston at the Boston Symphony Hall is on a
Saturday the 28th.
So they're going to be practiced even. They're even going to practice ahead of time.
I know. It's kind of cheating, I think.
I know.
But in that we're throwing people together and asking them to do unfamiliar things, I think it's maybe worth the effort.
It looks like a really good crew. Patty Larkin, Sarah Lee Guthrie, and Johnny Ryan, and also the Jug Band, which includes Bill Keith and Maria Muldaur and Jeff Muldaur.
Yeah, each of whom will do something on their own as mm-hmm. well as being part of the band.
Really sounds like a fun time. And, of course, Tom Rush.
It'll be too much fun.
You want to play one last tune for us, Tom?
Town. Now Elder Green's in town. He's got them green backs, sweet babe, enough to make a man a suit. Oh, make a man a suit. And make a man a suit. He's got them green backs, sweet babe, enough
to make a man a suit. Now an Elder Green told the deacon, oh, let's go down in prayer. You know the big stone steeple down in New Orleans, come on and let's go there. Now an Elder Green's in the pulpit, oh, Bible in his hand. He said, come on, you brothers, sisters, shoot the money to me. I'm Alabama bound. Now an Elder Green told a sexton, you run and tone the bell. You know, and all of the sisters in the corner, they're gonna burn in hell. Now an Elder Green's in the pulpit, oh, Bible in his hand. You know, and all of the sisters in the corner crying, oh, Elder Green's my man. Now an Elder Green's my man. Oh, Elder Green's my man. You know, and all of the sisters in the corner crying, oh, Elder Green's my man. Well, there's a big boat up the river, yeah, and the tide gone down. You know, and all of the women, baby, up on deck, on Alabama bound. Now an Elder Green is gone. Oh, Elder Green is gone. You know he's gone on down to the country boys. He's got his long clothes on. Oh, got his long clothes on. Who got his long clothes on? You know he's gone on down to the country boys. He's got his long clothes on. Got his long clothes on. He's got his long clothes.
Tom Rush here on our studio on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Elder Green.
I've never done that before on the radio.
Previously I unreleased. I like that.
It's a song that I'm going to try to get the jug band to play with me at Symphony Hall. I love it because of the first line, the first verse. Elder Green's in town, good God, he's walking around. He's got green back, sweet babe enough to make a man a suit.
After the show on the 28th, what's next for you, Tom Rush?
I get about a week off, and then I'm off to Georgia and Florida for some gigs down south.
Any plans to do another CD right away?
No. Nothing's been scheduled yet, although I had such a good time working with Jim Rooney on the last one, the What I Know project, that I'd love to get back in the studio with him and his players. It's working with those guys is like getting a magic carpet ride. They're just so good. And half the album is first takes, and to be honest, I was very disappointed because I wanted to keep playing these songs over and over with these guys. It was so much fun, but Rooney wouldn't let me.
You can tell you're doing it for the love of the music.
I do love the music.
Check out the documentary called For the Love of the Music, the Club 47 Folk Revival, and you can find that by visiting loveofthemusic.com. That's where the documentary will be accessible to you, and then if you visit TomRush.com, then you can find out more about the CDs, and his schedule is also on the web.
Thank you so much for having me.
This has been a real treat. We're giving tickets away, you know, for the show.
Oh, you are?
We are. We're giving away tickets.
All right. Good for you.
Great stocking stuffer treat for the folk show.
Absolutely.
Please stop by again.
I will.
All right.
I'll be back anytime you
Don't
want.
Don't wait 4 years. It's been 4 years since
it
you were here.
Been?
It's
oh,
been 4 years, I
I'm
think,
sorry
since
about
you were
that.
Here. So come back and see us again.
I will do so.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thanks again to our guest, Tom Rush. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and Conway Scenic Railroad, celebrating the holidays with Santa trains on weekends and December 23rd and daily train excursions Christmas Vacation Week. ConwayScenic.com. And Deep Roots Massage in Keene, offering holiday gift certificates online to help people alleviate stress and reduce pain with massage therapy from Deep Roots. MB.com.